Welcome to the godshow.us daily, live from the 3 a.m. kitchen, in the corner with the cold mug. It is time for philosophy.
TheGodShow.us is a free daily multilingual project where one question gets answered through 15 wisdom traditions. Find today's question, ask your own, and discover your belief profile at TheGodShow.us. Today's question, when I realize I have been more devoted to understanding my pain than to surviving it, what have I been doing in there? Which could mean, why do I keep studying the wound instead of leaving the room? Or, is comprehension secretly a way to stay, or what is that archive actually for and who built it? So most traditions here land on some version of the same diagnosis. You built a room, you moved in, and then you called the decorating work. Buddhism, Stoicism, Existentialism, Taoism, Zen, they all clock the same move. You mistook the map for the territory. The understanding felt like progress because it was precise. It had texture, it had 3 a.m. and the exact pressure of a particular door handle. But precise is not the same as moving.
Right, but they disagree sharply on what to do next, and that part matters. Stoicism says, your pain's origin is not yours. Your next step is entirely yours. Attend. Cold, actionable, almost annoyed with you. Existentialism says you are not the pain scholar. You are its only author. I didn't put down the mug. That's less about action and more about authorship. One is a marching order. One is an identity shift. Those are not the same prescription.
Islam is the sharpest turn in the whole set. The image is tawaf, the ritual circling of the Kaaba at Mecca, and the tradition says, you have been doing that, but around yourself. You built a mihrab pointing inward and wondered why nothing answered. The Qibla was never inward. Turn. That is not a gentle reframe. That is a full directional correction. If you feel personally called by surrender, by the idea that orientation towards something outside the self is the actual medicine, Islam's move is going to land differently than the others.
Vedanta goes somewhere none of the others go. It doesn't just say, stop studying the wound. It says, who exactly has been doing the studying? Look for the archivist and you won't find anyone. The Tvamasi, that art thou? The witness underneath the cataloging was never in the archive to begin with. That is not a productivity fix. That is an ontological trapdoor. Buddhism gestures at impermanence and non-self, but Vedanta makes it the whole answer. If you are drawn to that kind of dissolve, that tradition is doing something the Stoics and existentialists simply are not.
The pop culture oracle went with Walter White in the RV, cooking something that felt necessary and precise while the exits disappeared. That's honestly a fair image for the self-sealing logic of pain study. And it paired it with Adrienne Lenker, which is a more interesting move. Holding a feeling so carefully, it becomes the only thing in your hands. The oracle's read is, the understanding was the devotion. Not a wrong answer. But Christianity's is quieter and maybe more useful. A woman wears her dead husband's coat all winter. And then one morning, her daughter puts warm bread on the table. She touches the loaf. Her hands are suddenly free. The terror of that freedom. That's the thing nobody talks about. The archive keeps your hands full on purpose.
Sufism names that directly. You have been a faithful scholar of your own absence. The reed doesn't analyze the cut. It cries, and the crying is the passage. That's the move Sufism keeps making. The wound is not a problem to be solved. It's a door that only opens if you go through it, feeling not understanding it. And then, absurdism, end of the line, says, not less thought. Just a body moving through Tuesday anyway. Already wrecked. Already here. Merceau didn't decode his cell. He pressed his face to the stone and felt it cold. That's your homework.
What you were doing in there was real work. Most traditions respect it. But somewhere the study became the shelter, and the shelter became the country. Tomorrow we have another question. Come find out if it's the one that opens the door.
TheGodShow.us would like to thank our sponsor, Typeset.us. When generic web typography is letting you down, refine your work for free using Typeset.us. And thanks to DYorkMusic.com for our dark rock intro tune. TheGodShow.us is free, daily, and available in multiple languages. Subscribe wherever you listen, so you never miss tomorrow's question. And if today's hit something real, share it with the person who also has a cold mug and a very organized archive. You can ask your own question. And find your belief profile at thegodshow.us. The archivist, it turns out, was never in the building. But you are. Today's episode is officially adjourned. The exit is that way. It has been that way the entire time. See you tomorrow for our take on the God Show's question of the day.